Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. Checking in with Belfast this morning for the latest in the seemingly never-ending saga of the controversial Nordic Aquafarms project.
My name is Jill Howell. I'm the executive director of Upstream Watch. And yeah, Nordic, this has been going on for, it's coming up on 6 years. And the latest, last Friday, Upstream Watch, we filed to oppose Nordic's attempt to basically indefinitely stay their discharge permits. And the Board of Environmental Protection filed a motion of their own to oppose Nordic as well. And these filings are our intervention, our opposition to Nordic. It came in response to a new lawsuit that the company filed at the end of July, requesting a motion to stay its main pollutant discharge elimination system permit and its waste discharge license. So these are two discharge permits they received from the state for their project. And they're requesting a motion to stay these permits until litigation challenging everything has been resolved. These permits were originally issued by the Department of Environmental Protection, DEP, to Nordic back in 2020, and they have a 5-year term that's required by the Clean Water Act. So they're set to expire next November 2025. Back in June of 2023, the DEP commissioner suspended some, but not all, of Nordic's DEP-issued permits as a result of a case that was before the Maine Supreme Court. This was maybe one. It was settling a title dispute about intertidal land that Nordic needs access to. So these discharge permits that are at the center of this new lawsuit, they were not suspended. So they're still in effect, as is their expiration date. Nordic had requested the DEP commissioner to amend the suspension order to include these permits, and the department had declined. So Nordic followed up with this July lawsuit. Nordic claims that because their project isn't built yet, they've never discharged anything into the bay, that litigation is causing all sorts of delays and them having to like reapply for permits without having a project. They're claiming that because of those reasons, the permit should be stayed until after litigation has been resolved. We disagree. No entity, including Nordic, should be able to indefinitely extend the life of their permits, especially when the circumstances surrounding those delays are a direct result of that entity's own actions. Nordic pursued licensing for a project on land that they did not have title, right, or interest to, and that is the intertidal land that they need access for their discharge and intake pipes. If they hadn't done that, if they hadn't applied for this project without having those rights, then we wouldn't be in this situation. A lot, not all, but a lot of the litigation has stemmed from that. Nordic can just go about the process of applying to renew their permits, and they must take steps to renew before the permits expire. But a reapplication, although not as extensive as the first time around, still requires Nordic to prove it has sufficient title, right, and interest to all of the land, which they do not right now as a result of that maybe one decision and as a result of recent actions by the Belfast City Council. While there was a title dispute about this intertidal land in 2021, the Belfast City Council took that land by eminent domain to provide Nordic certainty and access to it. They vacated this eminent domain order back in May, basically returning the property back to maybe Grace, the owners. So if Nordic had to go through the process right now to reapply, which we believe they should have to do, they would likely not be able to get those permits again because they don't have title, right, or interest. In the BEP's filing for this case, they also talk about the importance of like why it's important for an entity to reapply every 5 years. Laws and regulations change, as do technology. So while Nordic put forth certain technologies to be protective of the environment for their discharge, a lot changes in 5 years. So they should have to go through the process of looking at other available technology and better monitoring for their project. If people want to learn more and stay up to date, our website is upstreamwatch.org. The best way to keep up with us is to join our email list. We send out updates about what is happening with Nordic, and you can also follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram, and it's Upstream Watch.
That was Jill Howell from Upstream Watch. The website again is upstreamwatch.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.